Welcome to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. If you've spent any time in the early European wing at your local art museum, you might have noticed just how musical religious art can be. This hour on Harmonia, we're listening to some of these scenes, or imagining that we are anyway, far from the stoic church musicians we might expect, celestial beings of the past are some of the most fascinating depictions of music making available to us. From the earliest representations of the violin to fantastical renderings of ancient and biblical instruments. Join us for harmonies both heavenly and terrestrial as we explore the soundscapes of angel concerts in medieval and Renaissance art.
Pacis visio.
Guillaume Dufay's setting of Urbs Beata Jerusalem, Blessed City of Jerusalem, an office hymn used for church dedication ceremonies. Adapted by Ensemble Unicorn and performed here with members of the Oni Vitars Ensemble. Constructed over the course of the 12th through 14th centuries, the Cathedral Church of St. Peter in Exeter, England, is home to a distinctly musical structure. The Minstrel's Gallery, a small balcony in the nave, dates to about 1360, and while it may have been used by musicians during services, its name owes to its design, 12 carved and painted wooden angels, each playing a musical instrument, occupy its front panel. From left to right, the instruments depicted are gittern, bagpipe, shawm, viol, harp, jaw harp, trumpet, portative organ, citole, recorder, tambourine, and cymbals. Let's hear how some of those instruments sound.
Thank you.
Been listening to some of the instruments depicted in the hands of 12 musical angels carved across the front of the Exeter Minstrels Gallery. First was Into the Winds, with a suite of duxias on recorders, shams, and percussion, dances from a late 13th century English manuscript known as Harley 978. Also from 13th century England was the anonymous two-part Adi Bethu Heaven Quena, Blessed Be Thou, Queen of Heaven, featuring the piping of Krista Patton with the Boston Camerata. The tune we'll hear next, Angelus Ad Virginem, was another Marian carol popular at the time of the gallery's construction. It survives in multiple versions with and without text, and even features in Chaucer's Miller's Tale. The scholar character Nicholas is described singing the carol to the accompaniment of a psaltery. Ensembles Unicorn and Oni Vitars with the anonymous carol Angelus Ad Virginem, which circulated in Britain beginning in the 13th century. This three-voice version was copied in a manuscript known as the Dublin Troper around 1360, the same year Exeter's Minstrels Gallery was completed. So why are medieval and Renaissance angels so often musicians? And why are they sometimes playing instruments that we associate with dancing and secular music? In the broader symbolic context of European Christian traditions, music usually represents either an act of praise or the perfection of heaven. For a historical viewer, the sight of such angels might call to mind Psalm 150, an imperative to praise the Lord loudly, joyfully, and, in fact, instrumentally, quote, "Praise him with the sound of the trumpet, praise him with psaltery and harp." Instruments of all kinds show up in praise scenes, but verses like these account for the particularly raucous ones. This psalm text also made particularly good material for sacred compositions with instruments over the years.
Mit Pauken und Reifen, nur mit ihm mit Seiten und
A bombastic setting of Psalm 150, Alleluia, lobet den Herren, praise ye the Lord, from Heinrich Schütz's Psalmen Davids. Hans Martin Schneid led the Regensburger Domspatzen and Hamburger Bläserkreis für Alte Musik. More often than not, angel musicians aren't alone. They're surrounding important figures like the Madonna and Child or various saints. Angel concerts in these cases can also have a praise function, but if the figures are depicted as residing in or ascending to heaven, the music can be understood as emanating from above, a signifier of the holiness or immortality of their subject. Pausing in England for the moment, we'll head up to Norfolk, where mid-15th century glass artists decorated the lights and traceries of local churches with an impressive variety of angel performers. These would have been seen as part of the heavenly sphere, carrying their divine harmony into the sacred space as sunlight passes through. Six of the best preserved examples at St. Agnes in Coston play plucked string instruments, including psalteries, citol, lute, and Irish harp. Thank you. we first heard harpist Elena Polanska with the 15th century popular tune Elend, du hast umfangen mich, Misery Surrounds Me, followed by Trio Medieval with a motet by Lionel Power, Ave Regina Caelorum, Hail Queen of Heaven, preserved in the Old Hall manuscript. Early music can mean a lot of things. What does it mean to you? Let us know your thoughts and ideas. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org, where you'll also find playlists and an archive of past shows. You're listening to Harmonia. I'm Angela Mariani. Welcome back. Our next angel concert takes us south to the Kingdom of Navarre, where, at the behest of Spanish merchants in Bruges in 1487, Flemish-German painter Hans Memling created an altarpiece for the Church of Santa Maria la Real in Nájera. At the center of this triptych is a regal Christ against a golden background, surrounded by 16 angels singing and playing instruments. The entire scene is bordered by shadowy clouds. Memling's angels play a variety of instruments popular in the late 15th century. In the left panel, we see a psaltery, tromba marina, lute, trumpet, and shawm. On each side of Jesus in the central panel are three singing angels. In the right panel, there are two trumpets, a portative organ, harp, and viol.
Thank you.
Capella della Torre performed Tantum Ergo Sacramentum by Juan de Herrede, a Flemish composer active in Spain during the mid-15th century. The text consists of the two last verses of the Pange Lingua, a hymn attributed to Thomas Aquinas. It reads, "Sing my tongue of the Savior's glory." Next up, we have two more pieces inspired by Hans Memling's altarpiece for Santa Maria la Real. An untexted late 15th century villancico from the Cancionero de Colombina and a 16th century hymn on the death of Margaret of Navarre. Mary Springfels led the Newbery Consort on an anonymous instrumental villancico, Propinande Melior, followed by ensemble Ratas del Viejo Mundo with Claude Goudimel's Hymn Triomphal sur la mort de Marguerite Navarre. Angel concerts are commonly found as decorations of the cupolas or domed ceilings of churches. Let's make our way to Italy to listen to some of the heavenly paintings of Gaudenzio Ferrari. Active in the first half of the 16th century, he's famous among scholars of music iconography for his detailed renderings of bowed strings, which constitute some of the earliest depictions of violin family instruments. In Ferrari's cupola fresco in Santa Maria dei Miracoli in Saranno, seemingly hundreds of singing and playing angels surround a central figure of God the Father. Among their ranks are instruments contemporary, ancient, and imaginary, organs, lutes, cornetti, flutes, an angelic violin band, harps and psalteries of various shapes and sizes, alloy and ancient trumpets, and even a double bagpipe in the shape of breasts. The King's Noise played Orazio Vecchi's Saltarello detto Trivella, and were joined by soprano Ellen Hargis for Cipriano de Rore's madrigal Seguale alla mia voglia, Equal to My Desire. Over in Venice, at the Church of Santa Maria Gloriosa dei Frari, the altarpiece of the Chapel of the Milanese features an enthroned St. Ambrose. At his feet sit an angelic lute duo. Most of the painting was created around 1503 by Alvise Vivarini, and after his death in 1505, it was completed by Marco Bazzaiti. Anthony Rulli and James Tyler played a piva by Milanese lutenist Juan Ambrosio Dalza, who was active around the same time that the artist Marco Bazzaiti added a pair of lute-playing angels to the altarpiece of the Chapel of the Milanese in Santa Maria Gloriosa dei Frari. Our featured release this hour is inspired by the Cancionero de Palacio, a manuscript dating to the reign of the pair known as the Catholic monarchs, Isabella I of Castile and Ferdinand II of Aragon. On their 2021 pentatone release, Melancholia, Musica Temprana pairs contemplative pieces from the Cancionero with new works for early instruments by Adrian Rodriguez van der Spöhl. Musica Temprana performed Muchos van de amor heridos, Many have been hurt by love, an anonymous villancico from the Cancionero de Palacio. Next up is the title track of Musica Temprana's recording Melancholia, a musical reflection on the worries shared by humanity across time. Melancholia, a new work for early instruments by Adrian Rodriguez van der Spoel, and the title track of this hour's featured recording, a 2021 Pentatone release by Musica Temprana. We'll close with another anonymous tune from the Cancionero de Palacio on a rather concise text, Ojos mis ojos, tan garridas ojos, such beautiful eyes. Musica Temprana's adaptation of Ojos Mis Ojos from the Cancionero de Palacio on their 2021 album Melancholia. Harmonia is a production of WFIU and part of the educational mission of Indiana University. Support comes from Early Music America, a national organization that advocates and supports the historical performance of music of the past, the community of artists who create it, and the listeners whose lives are enriched by it. On the web at earlymusicamerica.org. Additional resources come from the William and Gail Cook Music Library at the Indiana University Jacobs School of Music. We welcome your thoughts about any part of this program or about early music in general. Contact us at harmoniaearlymusic.org. You can follow us on Facebook by searching for Harmonia Early Music. The writer for this edition of Harmonia was Chelsea Belt. Thanks to our studio engineer Michael Pashkash and our production team, Luann Johnson, Aaron Kane, and John Bailey. I'm Angela Mariani, inviting you to join us again for the next edition of Harmonia.